A scan of Deinonychus's skull reveals a brain with an oversized optic nerve, the nerve which transmits visual information from the eyes.
The optic nerve is very large, too, and the eye socket is very large.
It's like having a broadband connection between the eyes and the brain. This high-speed link means Deinonychus can react quickly to even subtle changes in its environment.
If we look at the Deinonychus eye, it's probably going to be about an inch across. A lot of space in there for photoreceptors. You could see well at night. Would have just a superb sense of sight.
Unlike a mammal, Deinonychus has no blood vessels in its retina, what we see as red eye in flash photographs. This simple design change creates space for many more rods and cones, more than twice the number of photoreceptors found in the human retina. And the additional rods mean Deinonychus can see in the dark, as if looking through night vision goggles.
This animal had very sensitive vision. Being able to actually discriminate objects with great clarity and acute vision.
These are the characteristics of an alpha, or apex, hunter. Yet highly advanced sensors aren't their only weapon. Deinonychus is agile and can reach speeds of 60 kilometers per hour. And it has almost perfect balance.
It would have been swift. It would have been swifter than a human being, certainly. But its real ability would have been agility. It's a sort of animal that could probably turn on a dime.
These Olympic capabilities come down to one simple anatomical feature. Its tail. Half the length of its body, it acts like a built-in counterbalance. By flicking it from side to side, it can make a sharp turn at full speed.
If you were to look at Deinonychus in slow motion, chasing after a prey item, it would look a lot like a big cat today. If the prey item tries to dart away, it turns even faster than it, swinging its tail off to the side, and can cut it off and intercept that prey item that's trying to get away.
Put all this together, speed, agility, a powerful sense of smell, and a young Saurus Poseidon, even an animal nearly a ton in weight, might just be staring death in the face, particularly if there's more than one Deinonychus in pursuit.